Fact check: Democrats launch primary debate by lying about Trump economy. By John Carney on June 26, 2019. Democrat presidential hopefuls on Wednesday night falsely claimed the economy during Donald Trump's presidency has only benefited the wealthy. It's doing great for a thinner and thinner slice at the top, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, said in her answer to the very first question of the Democrat candidate's debate. When you've got a government, when you've got an economy, that does great for those with money and isn't doing great for everyone else, that is corruption pure and simple. This economy is not working for average Americans, Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, said. In fact, the strongest economy in more than a decade and the extension of the expansion to nearly the longest on record is benefiting to Americans of every income bracket. For several months now, the Bureau of Labor Statistics employment data have shown significant income growth for working-class Americans. Unemployment is at the lowest level in nearly 50 years. Unemployment for blacks, Hispanics, and Asians is at or near multi-decade lows. Wages in May for non-supervisory employees were up 3.4% year-over-year, the 10th consecutive month at or above 3%. That's all the more impressive because inflation is running around 1.5%. Prior to Trump's presidency, average wages had not risen by more than 3% since 2009. Last Christmas, store clerks were paid on average 5.5% more than the year before, the largest annual gain since 1998. And the gains have continued, with retail employees seeing a 3.8% year-over-year gain in April's data. Restaurant and hotel workers in April were paid 4.7% more than the year before.